Just the point from last week, okay? And this, I thought it was a very interesting point. I saw there was one point that I actually, I thought, because most people like to interpret the Yerushalmi is not serious, but according to discussion last week, it could be that it's serious, okay? The Yerushalmi in Shkolim. Okay. Shalmin Shkolim, Perik Vavaloch Gimel. Bo'un Kume Rebbe. Rebbe Ilo. Okay. Loi Hoye Shom Lechem. Put Lechem upon him. Mahu Lahanichoi L'Shabbos Habo. Okay, I guess they leave it there for some. Okay, whatever it is. Oma loin ksiv v'nasata ala shulchan lechem ponim lefonai tomid lechem ponim afilu posel. Okay. Now some say the thing is lavdafka doesn't mean then whatever. Okay, go on and say that. Lechem afilu posel. And the reason why I may not go. Okay, but say, Lechem Afilu Posel. Lechem Afilu Posel. Lechem Afilu Posel. So the Kominator. Tirmas from lechem, v'sade b'Shabbes, u'b'teich yimei ha'shvua, nizdam in lohem, mahu lanicho, milasade ad Shabbos abo'o. Ol dil ma'af agav shu posel, d'chol shalei ovro olov shiva yomim, ala shulchan posel hu. Mikom okoim, l'kayim mitzis lechem aponim, l'fonai tomid, Ein la nichoi bele lechem. Inami lo hoye shom lechem laoch b'yom ha-shabbos ma la nicha lechem alichon on the shulchan shoy lo yiskalko gam b'shabbos abo mi u posel hu mishum lina. So if there are mascho lefon ay tomin shu tomin lefnei Hashem af al pishen ksulun. Okay. So what it could mean is if you learn that lefonai tomid, that independent of the mitzvah, the chefsa of the shulchan requires lechem, but it's not pertains to the mitzvah, so then Yerushalmi might be kafta l'ferach. That even though I'm not mekayim the mitzvah, ha'alichas lechem upon him, it's not lefonai tomid, the chefsa for lechem upon him. Okay. However, whatever you're going to say, Rashi, but not, no Rai that he's referring to this Yerushalmi in Shkolin, Rashi in Yuma, Chafal Mon Aleph, Der Masel Nimsa, Vel Nimsa Psul, Pi Oime. Rashi says at the end of it, V'chein Lechem Aponim, Shenefa Me'erv Shabbos, V'yim Yifso, Ein Chiluf, Vashulchan Oimed Rekom Ad Shabbos Shabbos Habo. So Rashi is very clear that if the Shulchan's Nifsal, if the Lechem is Nifsal, you don't put it on the Shulchan, and the Shulchan's Oimed Rek. Okay? The question is what's going on in Yerushalmi and what's the issue. But I always thought that in context of this discussion, my Rabbi Shtickel, that there's a separate kium of a lechem on the shulchan. The emphasis all the other kelim didn't have b'shas masos. Only it was lechem. The lechem was on the gufa shulchan, and there was a beged between the bezichin. So maybe it's nothing to do with the mitzvah, and maybe it's the din that the shulchan requires lechem. Okay. So they even pointed out that besides going the whole din lechem upon him might be part of the shulchan. Okay. But say that. Okay. That is point number one. That's just a now like this. Just another point. I asked last week, I was bothered the word sipe. I don't know if I mentioned that misape akosu, sipe akosu. Kilo Teyu is telling stories, okay, about how the lechem aponim are made, or how you, whatever, okay? So it's not clear if the Arabic translation should be that. Others translate as metayer, to give it some a description. Description is a priori okay. Okay, next. So now the first example was Asiyas Alechem Aponim and Alechem Aponim al Shulchan, correct? The second example, V'aderech al zeh aderech ba'atzmoy ein ro'oi sheyimne omroi v'yikhoi lecha shemen zayiz zoch. Shemen Zai Zoch, Avo, which is just putting together the Shemen for the Menorah, correct? But that's not a mitzvah, that's only a Hakdoma, correct? Avo Yimne Laha'alois Ne Tomid. Okay. Now, we'll just read it and we'll comment. I'm just going to mention a few issues and, you know, we'll talk about it as we go on. Let's just read the words. Lahalois ne'er tamid. He has a tzivui in the infinitive. Okay. To run, to jump, to eat. Okay. Lahalois ne'er tamid. Because that's the mitzvah, correct? Then he says something which a priori sounds almost incoherent. Vuhu hatovas haneres. You know, if you're talking about what the mitzvah is and discussing that it's called hatovas haneres, something like that, that's fine and dandy. But since the purpose of the sherish over here is just to explain to you, you don't mention hakdomos, this comment is completely a priori incoherent. And he feels it's so important to make a point that there's such a thing as Atavas Aneus, okay, that he goes out of his way to quote the Mishnayis in Tomid as a Raya. Kmoshe is Boye B'Tomid. Okay? This is in front of us. And the thing, it's the whole thing is a priori, just completely incoherent. You know, what does he want? Okay? So we'll start with them one at a time. But I just want you to feel, what the issues are. Okay? You know, you read this, I challenge, what does it say? Avo yimne omroi lahalois ne'er tamid. Vuhu hatovas haneres. It's very important to tell us, how I told it, okay? So, shit, I would have written it, even if I would have had the word, the Shuta Tachlis and Shalom Yisrael, okay? Vuhu hatovas haneres kmo shehiz boye b'tomit. Okay? Now let's start slowly. The most interesting thing, before we get out, is every other place where the Rambam quotes and tells you what is the mitzvah of halakas haneiros, hatovas haneiros, whatever you want to call it, he doesn't quote this pasuk. This is the only place where he quotes this pasuk as the source of the mitzvah of neiros. Okay? Which makes it even more interesting. Now, if you don't believe me, you look at Mitzvah Seh Chav Hei. You can look in the Minyan HaKotze, hopeless copyright, in whichever ones you have. And in the Minyan HaMitzvah proper. And you look if you want to bring it out. The Perek Gimel Vilchos Tumidim Musafim Halacha Yud. In all those places, he quotes the Pasuk, Yarech Eisei Arayim. Okay, different pasuk. Okay, and you understand Yarech could be in the future, but it could also be he should, and it might be sometimes the future tense might be used as an imperative. So you're in much better shape. And that's what he said. In all the places he's mocked, but say Yarech, Yarech, Yarech. Because he needed Tzibui. But isn't that amazing? That in Shevis Yud, which is basically a hop, skip, and a jump, if you can skip over Shevis Chi, that is an Inyan of a Tzibui, and he is not interested in over here, is only interested in any other place where he mentions it, because we are, correct? Fair questions? And what is Shurish Chi? Shmini. Hashurish Hashmini. She'en roi limnois hashlila imo azhola. Okay. Da. Shazhola. He. Achas mishnei chalka tzibur. They're in an imperative. There is a positive and a negative in the imperative. Either do something or don't do. But look at this. Look at the beginning of Shurish Shmini, and you'll see something. You see about the infinitive and about the imperative conjugation of verbs. Okay? I guess the infinitive is not going titzavehu le'echol, you give me command to eat. Okay, so the command to the infinitive, and he says, v'toyim aloy achol. So the command is achol, and when you want to describe what you're doing, you can say le'echol, but it's certainly the infinitive. L'chayra is not the command. It's not a great raya. Okay, you know, I can live if someone tell me not like that. But that's the impression you get, I think. I did check through the Minyan HaKotze, and they did not find one mitzvah where in Tayag mitzvahs that the mitzvah is an infinitive. Okay, so I can say, oh, you know why? Because infinitive is not a command. Infinitive is to run, to jump, to skip, to eat. However, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, when he's talking about Nichbal, he has an example. I found one. Okay, you know what that is? In Mitzvah Hei. Mitzvah say hey. He shetzivonu liovdo yisale. Okay. Ukva nichpal tzivui ze pomim. Oma vavartem es Hashem Elokeichem. Vioma vioise tavodu. Vioma vioise tavoid. Vioma ulaovdoi. What's Ula Ovdoi? That's an infinitive, correct? So this, I think, is nothing. Okay? Let me ask you something. If you write the Ram wrote before, Shetetzaveu Le'echo, I'm commanding you, there's going to be command to eat. So do you have a problem that to eat is a command? Lechayla not. Well, maybe you do, but I would assume not, okay? Now let's go down to basics, okay? V'hoya im shamoya tishmu el mitzvosai asher onoichi mit el mitzvosai asher onoichi mitzave eschem hayoim. Lahavo es Hashem Elokeichem. Ulovdoi b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshech. Okay. So you tell me that lo'ovdoi is not a tzivoy? Since the Rebbein Hashem Hashem Anuchi Mitzav Tzav Eschem Hayim, you probably you might have said Kriyishma once in your life, but that one time, you might not have thought about this issue. But l'cheira, that's what it means. That's not a problem, okay? But you can't do this over here with Al-Halis Ne'atomit. Correct? So I had an idea, and maybe I'm just... But you hear the question, okay. Didn't we say, and isn't the whole Sherish about, that the Hakdomos, correct? The achonis, those preparatory stages for the mitzvah, and there's the tachlis, the purpose, the goal, the matara, whatever words you want to use, okay? And the tachlis is the mitzvah, right? But not the achonis. What would you say? And maybe I just lost it and got it. Okay. What would you say, especially since we know that an infinitive can be a tzivui, right? If it has the proper context, correct? What would you say if the infinitive is the postscript, the tachlis of a tzivui, and the tzivui itself is a hachona? And the hachona couldn't be the mitzvah, and it's a tzivui. Couldn't you imagine in such a case that the tachlis should be the mitzvah? So this is exactly what's happening over here. What does the Torah say? V'yichoy lecha shemen zayis zoch leha alois ne'atomit. There's a tzivui for a purpose. And that purpose is an infinitive. And it's preceded by a tzivui. So maybe that's good enough. It's not true that I might not have been excited, but over here, since he wants to set up, see, I would imagine over here, he decided he wanted this because the relationship between the hachona and the tachlis is very clear over here. And if it's correct, there's a whole new principle. Okay? If it's correct. I don't know, but if it's correct, it's very important. Okay? Not out of the woods yet, so that, this was the kashi, this was the beginning. So let's go again and see where we're standing, okay? See, have a look at this. Yeah. V'alder chazeh ba'atzmein roishim na omroi v'yikhoi lecha V'yikhu eilecho shemen zayis zoch. Havo yimne lahalois ne'atomit. Okay. V'hu hatovis ha'neiris k'mo shizboya betomit. Okay. So You see, it becomes even more difficult because when the mitzvah is yarech, the mitzvah of hadlaka is yarech, okay? So the aricha and the atova, we understand what the relationship is, okay? And all the other places, it's the mitzvah is yarech, and the Ram talks in all the places that it's hatova. So, you know, I have no problems. Okay. But here, not only is it incoherent, because we don't know what does he want, Bechlau, okay? But to put together Lahalois Ne'etomid together with Atobas and Ne'eres becomes very confusing. Okay? Okay. Now, and then, Maseches Tamid, okay? So let's get Maseches Tamid. What do you want, Maseches Tamid? And then we'll try to go back to this. But, you know, this is all very odd. Okay, now. Yeah. So the Chayra, Kmoshi's Boyer, Betomid, you would assume that he's bringing a raya from Maseches Tomid, that Lahalois Ne'er Tomid is Hatomas Aneres, or something like that, correct? Okay. You see, you just have to keep in mind over here that, you know, if you read through the Sheirish in Asiri, you know how many sources, Talmudic or Tanaitic sources, is he quoting over here that, you know, that you would find, you know, a need to bring Raiba or anything. Like, you know, he goes through Lechem upon him, and he'll go through Keteris, and he'll go for Shemin HaMishcha. No proof of anything. Here, Mishnah is talking to proof about something which is so, you know, it's almost like trivial. And, you know, what is it to do with anything? Correct? It's a fair, you know, it's a fair comment, I hope. It's not, next. Correct? So, you know, let's get some background material and try to begin to understand what this is all about. Okay. 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 The problem is, there's no mention about the word Hatova in a Masechta called Maseches Tamid that we know about. Just to get started. Okay? So, the best that he probably is doing is referring to Dishon HaMenorah. And that you'll find in Maseches Tamid, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Misha Zocha B'Dishon HaMenorah Nichnas Umotza Shtei Neiras HaMizrachim, the two eastern candles of the menorah, Dolkin, Medashin es ha-Mizrachi, Umaniach es ha-Marovi, Doilek. He leaves, he does Dishon on the Mizrachi, and leaves the Marovi burning. Shimenu ho yimadlik as a menorah rabbeinu abayim. Motzah shekova bedashnoi umadlikoi mimizbach ha'olo. See, you cannot light neiros from a match. The source of hadlaka always has to be mizbeach achitzan. Either mizbeach or the marocha, which was for hadlaka's neiros, or from a neir, which was nidlak. So if the marovi is still there, you can light from it, okay? But if it's not there, you have to light the marovi again from the mizbeach. Notar es akuz mimayle shnia v'shtache v'yotza. This is the whole scoop about Hatovus Haneris in Maseches Tomid that the Rambam is quoting. However, if you open up to the Rambam, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, Halacha Yud, it's clear that the Rambam does not differentiate between Dishun HaMenorah and Hatovus HaNeiros. That would be very helpful here. And in Perek says, Dishun HaMenorah V'Hatovus HaNeiros Baboiker Ubein Ho'aboyim Mitzvahs asay shnema yarich isay aharein uvanov. That's very nice. So Hatova and Dishon are really the same thing. Not that they're not, they are the same thing. So what are two words? So what is, you know, what does it all mean? However, in Hilchos Bias Hamikdash, you get the impression that Hatovah and Dishun are two separate things. And then it becomes very confusing. And not only confusing, you can't really quote the Mishnah in Talmud as the Makor for Hatovah if Dishon and Hatovah are two separate things. Correct? The Rambam, we need two Rambams in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash. Perek Tes Halacha Hey and Perek Tes Halacha Ches. Vameitivis, I'm going to read this part of it, just negate to us. Vameitivis HaNeiros Vametzis eish v'mizbeach v'akrimetz v'makabal domim afa pishin nifsalu v'arihu muzir al kol elu v'loike eno chayiv misa. Hatovus HaNeiros v'ay even eish kol achas men avoyde shachre avoyde v'eno gemar avoyde. So it's not avoyde tamo because there's another avoyde afterwards. That is Hatovus HaNeiros, correct? That was halacha hey. Halacha tes, haromas hadeshen, sricha kayin. He's talking about the haromas hadeshen of the mizbeach achitzon, okay? We call trumas hadeshen, haromas hadeshen. V'chule, ve'enu chayim misa. Af api, she'en achre ha'voida, Shinema avoidas matono. Avoidas matono hu shetiye bekoye levadoi. Vim korav lozar hazar chayim misa. Ava avoidas siluk ein chayom lev. Ototah. Tchumas hadeshen is not avoidas matono, it's avoidas siluk, okay? You see, the hatovas haneiros is avoidas matono. But it's not Gemara Voida, okay? Here, in Haromas Hadeshen, it's Avoida Siluk. It's not Avoida Smatona.
Okay. It could be Gemara
Voida. So far. What? Yeah. That's why I said deduce it. And he finishes off that sentence in Halacha Test the following. V'chein im dishen mizbeach ha'pnimi v'haminoiro eino chayim misa. So the chatova is avodas matana. And dishun is avodas siluk. Okay. And in Tmidim Musafim, he equates the two. Okay. And over here, in the Sheresh, he quotes a raya about Hatovo from the Mishneh Tomid that talks about Dishu. Okay? So now we got it. Okay. So that's what we have. Okay? And these are the simple problems. Okay? But that's what we have, correct? You know, when you read it, it looks very innocuous. You know, you might be bothered if you wear the whole Sheresh, why is the Rambam quote a Mishnah? You know, it's the only place, it's the only issue. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read to you, it seems all a priori that the Ebn Ozel in Tmidim Musaf Per Gimel Och Yud Beis is quoting a Shtikl Teira from Yedidi, Yitzhak Zev Halevi Salvechik Holich Bedakoi Shomer Rabbi, something like that. Okay, so I'm just reading you what the quote is from Biskurov. Okay, Biskurov deals not with the Sheresh over here, but with the issue of what the Avodas Matana, what's going on in the Ram in Tmidim Musafim and Bias Hamikdash. Okay, he says like this: Ochin Lefi Masha Kasafti Hadova Mavua Hate. The Be'emes Bedishin Hamineiro Tarte Isnai Ube. Two dinu. Din Arichas Haneiris Shihi Mitzvah Hamiskayemis Behaneiris. He doesn't mean the Meneiro, but he means the thing that's going to be Derek. Okay, Behaneiris. I think it's someone that called it, they pushed Mr. Baneus, K'moy HaTovo. And HaTovo, and HaTovo, and Dishun is a key in the Neiris. It's part of that lock, correct? So I would tell you, that's the Ram over here, and that's Ram Tmidim Musafim, correct? V'nafke Mikro Diyareich. It's all b'chlal arichas haneiris. Umuvad ze, he mitzvah hamiskayem is badesh na'atzma. Now, the first one is a meisim mitzvah from arichas haneiris. The other is a kiyum in the chefza of the deshen. Umuvad ze, he mitzvah hamiskayem is Bahadeshin Atzmoy. It's a key with the Deshin. The Deshin Atzmoy, Yeshbo Mitzvah's Dishun. He's talking about the Chefsa in terms of Nasus Mitzvah. He's not talking about in the Mitzvah, in the classical way we understand Mitzvah. But since we understand Nasa Mitzvah and the Chefsa, it's Pokalisa, no. So the Chefsa itself is Ton, is Machayva Mitzvah. Kamo deshen mizbeach hachitzayin ukenevano misugi de meilo da'i de adishun choshev adeshen nase mitzvosei. Okay. So, now we have no problem. So, according to this, the Rambam is quoting the Mishnah Talmud, but there is dishun, which is a chelik. It's not that there's two dishuns, but in every dishun, there's a dishun which is negeya. It's negeya to it tempts itself, and it's negeya also this part of that tava. Okay. So you understand in Halacha Tes, in Perikei, it's not negated to us, but he can't talk, he doesn't have to explain why it, in other words, Teres Asmana Avodas Matana, he can't be Mechayev, because she is Shechre Avoda. But Teres the Kium, the Deshin, which is part of that Tova. But it's a different issue. So maybe Mechayev not Teres that, but Teres the Dishun, Teres Dishun, in the Deshin Atzmo. And what do you have then? There's Nein Achre Avoda. So maybe you come chay mis, but that avoidus. He said that's avoidus seal, it's not avoidus matana. So there's no problem over here, okay? So the meseches tomid is okay. Now I want to taste not only okay. L'chera, the sifra says this, and the truth is, I'm surprised, to say the least, that the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Talmud and not the Sifra. And I'll tell you why, just before, and then I'll read you the Sifra. You see, you read the Mishnah in Talmud, or you learn it, and you see that say the Avodas Hayayim, there's something to do with Dishon. Okay. But do you know that there's a relationship between Dishun and the Halos Netamid? You know nothing. And L'chera, if the Rambam wants to prove something, what he actually has to prove is the relationship between Dishun and the Halos Netamid, which he doesn't have from the Mishnah Netamid. And I want to tell you, that relationship, you see in the Sifra, you see two things. Not only that Dishun, but the important thing, not only the Dishun, that the Mishnah, the same Lashon, and the Mishnah Tomid, the Teres Kohanim has it, and it quotes on it, Lahalois Ne'er Tomid. Okay. And that's exactly what you need. And exactly what he didn't quote. And I'll show it to you. Okay? So it's amazing. We see the amazing thing, I'll tell you why I'm so surprised. Because the rule of thumb of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos is generally when there's a choice between quoting a Teres Kohanim or a Sifri or Talmud Bavli, he'll always quote the Sifri and the Sifra and not the Talmud Bavli. And I give a simple example, Mitzvah Sechof, when he says, Shloisha Mitzvah Nestavu B'Knisleret Yisrael. Okay? Correct. Minui Melech, Lechemes Amorek, Binyin Beis HaBachilu. The Chagamon Sanhedrin, the second parak. It's a Sifri. So which would you expect Ram to quote in Mitzvah, in Mitzvah Chof, in Minyan Mitzvah? You expect him to quote the Gemara Sanhedrin. No, he quotes a Sifri. So I say the Pshat is, because the Ram learned that the Sifri, Stam Sifri and Sifri, is the Loshel Matiki Ashmur, the Bale HaKabbalah, the Bale Mesirah. That's the hill from this. That's the pshat in the pasuk, and it's shlisha mitzvah docha mitzvah. So it's gvaldik. That's what he has to quote it. So over here, we have the option of quoting a Mishnah Talmud or a Sifra. He opts for the Mishnah Talmud, and even more so, that the Sifra is the haraya, and the Gemara Talmud is not a raya. The Mishnah Talmud is not a raya. So Mamish don't know what he wants. Now let me read to you, before, you know, let me read to you the Sifra. Parshas Emor, Parshas Yud Gimel, Halacha Zayin. Lahalois ne'etomid. No, it's very clear. Lahalois ne'etomid. Shetehei ne'maru ha'marovi todir, shimimenu yiyem maschil, ubo yiyem esayim. Lahalois net amid. But it's very strange, and maybe that's the point here. You see, if I ask you something, when you read the pasuk, lahalis ne'er tamid, is it in the singular ne'er, or it's in the plural? Is it referring to menorah, or is it referring to one peculiar ne'er? Okay. So if you're quoting it for the mitzvah, l'chayra, you would say ne'eris means in the plural, and it's referring to the mitzvah. But if the Teres Kohan is going to focus on the Ne'er Ma'arovi, one peculiar Ne'er, then it's in the singular. And maybe we're not referring to the mitzvah b'chal, and maybe that's good for the reason why Rabbi is quoted. But the relationship to the pasuk, you have in the sifra. Listen now to the sifra. Lahalois Ne'er. Shetehei ne'er ha-ma'arovi todir, shimenu yiye maschil, obo yiye mesayim, b'shvor shel echov ha-kohanim nichnos l'shtachvois, hu mekad lifneim, keitzad, nichnas hu moza shtei ne'eris mizrochim do'okim. Medashin es ha-mizrochi, hu maniach, Es hamarovi doilek. Shimimenu malikin es hamenoe ben arboim. Motsu shekovo medashnoi umadlikoi mi mizbeach ha'oilu. This is the Mishnah Tamid, right? So, but it could be that he doesn't quote it because even though it's much better in one sense, but it's much worse in another sense, because it's difficult for you to quote that the mitzvah is lahalos ne'er tamid if the ne'er is a singular, it's not referring to the menorah. Okay, so that's the issue. Okay, that's what we have. Okay? You see, the ne'er. But you see, it's correct. Lahalos, that's a very strange. Lahalos ne'er tamid. Okay, now, we're not out of the woods yet, you understand? Next. Okay? I'm trying going slow. I hope I'm not going too slow, but I'm sure these in Europe are slightly foreign to you. Now, we have it. Now we go back to the main problem. Lahalois avol yimne omrei lahalois ne tomid vuhu hatovus haneris. What does he want with this? Why is this important? So, let's just go slowly over here. Oive. Stop. Okay, second. Wait, stop. Okay. Now, if the mitzvah is hadlaka, correct, wouldn't you imagine that the aricha before the hadlaka is just a hakadoma? And l'chira, the whole discussion over here, is very counterintuitive. You think about it. There's a There's the taking of the seilas and the making the leisha and the whole seilah and the whole seilah making the keteris, whole seilah making the shemen amishcha, the whole seilah. But that locha is the mitzvah, correct? Right? So what do you have here? So the chayit should not be part of the minyan. And then on the other hand, you have something very strange. The Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Bias Hamikdash, Halacha Zayin, seems to say that a zar can be madlik the neiris chutz lehechel, and everything is fine and dandy. So, can I continue? We'll talk about this more. So, I once heard from the Rav, I'm not sure it could be that the best of my recollection is that Moshe Twersky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was telling me, we're learning together, that he heard the Zayde say this, that the Rav said in the name of Zayde Rab Chaim, we'll see the piece in the Sefer, but he said the pshat is that when a zar, the zar kimad v'chutz, is because the kohen is bringing it in, and it kilu hanocha is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah of is that the heichel should be more through the kohen. And there's no din that you acquire adloka. The adloka could be the zar, but since the zar here, he used to maybe I don't know. Is he can say hanocha is a mitzvah that you bring the thing and put it in, and the heichel is more through adloka's kain. Through the kain. You don't need adloka's kain. The heichel is more through the kain. So then the whole question of what the mitzvah is and how the mitzvah is and what the ariche is becomes even more nebulous. So I just want to say something. Okay. So Chol, what do we have over here before I say? The L'cheira, if everything before that it's more is Achona, okay, and the Zal himself can light, so the Arich itself is certainly Achon. It makes everything worse, correct? And here is the place. So I just, in my humble opinion, this, the way I heard the shtickle, there's one or two, a few words missing in it, okay? It's only part of Nusach Rab Chaim, and I think if you read Rab Chaim carefully, I think, you know, this part is not clear that Rab Chaim is in there. I guess he heard it from his father in the name of Rab Chaim, but the other part seems to be there if you read every word. Okay? So now I just want to read to you. Rab Chaim in Bias HaMikdash Perek Tes. So I read it over a few times. I didn't understand. Sometimes I didn't understand the word. The second time I understood a few words. You know, every time I kept the meeting over, I understood a few more, okay? So I think I got it now. Vanire Muchroch Bedas Haramba the Swile the Kol Ika Hach Milsa the Adlokis Haneirois Ein Hamitzvah Bi Etzim Maase Hadlok. That's okay. Ki im di ike mitzvosa hu shia neiris dog and tomid. And I think that's probably what he meant, that the hechel should be more duch a kayin through a kayin. Okay, we say that? U beze shia neiris dogim hu dahave yisri kiu mitzvizu. Okay. Here, there's no kofsa in Zochkla. Okay? What? Did I read something wrong? Weiter. Vi Allah hu dika omal gam kein holambam dad lokes aneiris hi hat havosa. The Ram says this, and he says halokes aneiris hi hat havosa. What's a lima? Now here's the important words now. What's a lima? Dibema shahaneiris dochin, dokin kihilchoson. It's not just that there's lights in the heichel, but the lights, these lights, this menera, has to be dolkilchosai. Bohochi hu de mekayma mitzvah zu da tova. Da tova is making that the neiris adol ki hu choson. And it's not a hachono. It's part of the gufa mitzvah. Ma she enken. Now he's talking about this, the maisa tova. Is part of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not Achona. It's part of the Maisa Mitzvah. Masha Enkein, Etzim Maisa Hadloka, Ein a Sheikha Liga Q Mitzvah Zu. The Maisa Hadloka has nothing to do with the Mitzvah. Because the Mitzvah is as far as that Loka, as far as that Tova, you need the Maisa Hadtova and the Maisa Richa. But that Loka you don't need. It's just that the Neira should be more through the Kayin. The Hechel should be more through the Kayin. The Arkane, the Inyan Din Avoida, Dinan Choluk. The Adishun, the Nesines Hashemun, Din Adishun as part of the Dishun, as part of the Neiris, or the Nesines Hashemun. Dinam Hu, the Etzim Maaseim, Hu Shaykh, the Kiyu Mitzvah Zu. Because it makes it that a neiris adolkan kihil chason. Al kein hari hein chashuvan avoida. Ma she ain kein, therefore the kohen has to do it. Ma she ain kein, a hadloka, the lav bi etzim maisa hadloka, hu de makaima ha mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the maisa hadloka. Al kein ein bechal avoida. The din avoida chalusa rak al etzem amaisa. The din avoida is on amaisa, not the something should be or can be that they should be more or something. Over mokim she etzem amaisa hu hechshe din kiyuma. That is what's called avoida. Ma she ein kein ba loka. The mice are locker in a moist cloud, beherrschedin kiyuma. Because you could do it the same way through Azak and Mimadlik, and the Kohen could bring it inside. Al kein, lava voidhi.
Could a monkey be
that? You need, one second, but you need a richa requires Kohen. What?
Said, could a monkey be madlik?
I don't think it makes a difference.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know if it makes a difference. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. I don't know anything. Okay? But it's the aricha. the aricha, the hatovo, that nocha, that makes it kil chosel. So lahalois, so then an amazing thing is going on. We'll finish it soon. So the Rambam's telling you then that you should not do the opposite and come over here and say that since hakdomos are not part of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is the tachlis, so maybe flip it and say that the ariche is also hachonos. And that's what he stresses over here.
Suitos and eros.
Vuhu! Hatomus and eros! Kamoshi's boy of the Tommy, that's part of the Seda Loka! And it's not Stam Lahalos Ne Tommy, it's Neres Kilchason! And you need the Avoida of the Avoida of Maricha! And the Avoida of Maricha is not Achona! Say that. So that's what I would tell you. And then, if you take the Sifra and you don't have my Duke, it's everything is gewaldic. Because that's what the Sifra is saying. That the key of Lahalus Netomid is not through the Hadloka per se, it's through the Hosein, the Fundishun, and the Aricha. And that's what the Mishnah Talmud is all about. And that's the Rambam is about. And you have to know, as much as you want to be machadish, that hakdomas are not part of, it's only hakdoma to the mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah sometimes could extend backwards and include things which you might not have assumed a priori, or you might have assumed hakdomas, but they're part of the Maisa mitzvah. And that's how Chaim goes further with that negatus now, that he says, we're bringing the Shalom. Adova Shekvuz man is Doiches HaShabbos. You don't need a separate Zezakosov. So he asks the question, so why is Hadloka, Hadloka's Haner, a Zezakosov, the Ram quotes, that it's Doiches HaShabbos? So he says it's Dova Poshet, because Hadloka's Haner is not an Avoida. And that's the Chiddush, that's the Cheshavas. Okay, now, next. So that we have now. Okay, one second. Okay. We have this. Okay. The next, the Mitzvah Hashem, is now. We have like this. The Alzeh HaDerech B'Atzmoy Lo yimne omrei kach v'chosamim, which is the k'teres, avo yimne haktores haktores b'chol yoyim. The pitom haktores is not the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is the haktores haktores. K'mo shebo akosuv boi, ba'boike ba'boike, ve'tivu es haneros yaktirem. Okay. So that's what we have. So here, l'chayr, as you expect, in the minyan hakotz and minyan mitzvahs, the mitzvah is haktorah, and not asiyas haktoras. The problem only is, and this will leave you with this question, the Ram in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Hakteres nasis b'chol shona b'shona. Va'asiyosei mitzvah sasei! Shenema! V'yat tekachel chosamim. Nisparshu b'chule v'goyim nisparshu b'ter abob misameo b'chule v'sha samameo aloch l'mosh misina. Chuboy nishoyim. Okay. Hatzlocha Rabba. Thank you.